Yom Teruah is different from the other feasts in that it is the only feast that happens during a new moon, when the sky is dark. Passover and Sukkot begin with a full moon. Yom Kippur occurs 10 days after the new moon, so that the moon is always present. Shavuot occurs 50 days after first fruits during the Passover season, and based on this calculation of 50 days, cannot coincide with a new moon. Why is this? I can ultimately say that Adonai has a reason, and we can see it in Scripture. When the sky is at its darkest, any sign of light appears to be quite prevalent. Think of being at a concert or play, when they dim the house lights, so that all attention will focus on where the light appears on stage. Now relate this type of event with the ultimate event that is yet to happen, but is bigger than any play, concert, or speech. The return of Yeshua, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29. But immediately following the trouble of those times, the sun will grow dark, the moon will stop shining, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. When does the sun grow dark? When does the moon stop shining? Yom Teruah occurs during a new moon. Matthew chapter 24 and verses 30 and 31. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. All the tribes of the land will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with tremendous power and glory. He will send out his angels with a great shofar, and they will gather together his chosen people from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Yom Teruah is a time where we prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur. However, when the shofars of Adonai begin to sound and judgment comes upon the earth, there will be no warning. There is protection given to those in whom they have attached themselves to the God of Israel through acceptance of Messiah, for whom the new covenant is ratified. This is in addition to those whom Adonai has already made a covenant. In the last segment, I had mentioned the use of shofars in Scripture in general and in Revelation specifically. In the case of the seventh shofar in Revelation 11, I believe it will coincide with the Feast of Yom Teruah and the return of Yeshua. What will ultimately happen? It will be during a feast of Adonai. It will be a Yovel or a Jubilee year. It is a call to assemble all believers to Messiah. It will be the King of Israel's coronation, in that he will return in power. It will be a call to battle, in that he will return to establish his throne in Jerusalem. And finally, it will bring Israel as a people and nation to Teshuvah. Yes, I believe the return of Messiah will coincide with Yom Teruah. However, when it happens, only Adonai truly knows. So stay focused on the task at hand, conveying the truth of Messiah to the Jew especially, and also to the nations. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.